Welcome back, my infinite love listeners. So the past two seasons, I've shared parts of my self-healing journey, living with a facial difference, a doctor's errors, an unawakened journey of battles fought silently within. But what I didn't share is how my awakening to healing began and where that took me spiritually. My awakening. I was deep within the abyss of heartache, swallowed up by the darkness that was my own creation. Unbeknownst to me at the time, that all I had endured was partly mine to blame. Surely being born with a facial difference and a doctor's error was far out of my control. Everything that played out afterwards? Well, here is where I must take accountability for my choices, my actions, or lack thereof. I experienced love so deeply, yet freely gave it all away, openly, willingly, and vulnerably. Exposing my truths, my pains, my emotions of my past, to only have it thrown back at me, with no regard to what it might do to me. No compassion in reasoning, just outwardly thrown at me. Hearing the words of what I sacredly shared in confidence echoed the trauma of my past, brought right back into my present by someone I love so deeply, so purely. My heart shattered into a million pieces, my past wounds opened so widely, exposing my inner truths, my darkest parts of me. I remember laying in silence, my body numbed to reality, yet my screams rang so loudly. How do I pick up these shattered pieces? The same way as how do I love the shattered pieces of my disfigured face while looking in the mirror? Days melted into nights, and as the silence only grew louder, so did the heartache, the yearning, the battles between heart and ego, then top it off with my soul desiring to be set free. I wasn't really sure how I'd heal from this, but my soul's inner knowing knew I had the strength of a million to do so. Rejection, a word that stricken my soul to its core. I wanted to be angry. I wanted to hate the people that hurt me so willingly without hesitation, but I couldn't. I just lay there lifeless. Would life ever get better? I don't want to pretend and just move forward. I don't align with faking it till I make it. So how do I move forward? The tears and the screams would come and go all throughout my days as I just lay there, bouncing from room to room, hoping I would just fall asleep and pause this excruciating pain. I was just so tired. Tired of hurting, tired of crying, tired of fighting. I was just so damn tired. Finally, I called out to God and said, "Help me. Take these weights upon my heart and soul and just let me move." Days later, my friend reached out and said, "Let's get out of the house and go kayaking." She hadn't a clue to my pain, and I did my best to just try to be in the moment with her. I quietly drifted along the river, watching nature all around me, yet silently grieving for the person I love. I just couldn't shake this plaguing funk that kept my soul into solitude. That is, until the winds picked up and the waters became extremely choppy. Halfway through our journey, we pulled off on a tiny bed of land. We immediately docked our kayaks as the waters grew higher and the winds nipped at our nose. I stood up as my friend balanced my kayak and could have easily just stepped out, but I had realized I left my phone. Again, I could have just left my phone in the kayak. But what if I miss the message? What if they call? What if the kayak tips due to the weather and I lose my phone altogether? What if? So I reached back over while trying to balance myself and grabbed my phone and stood straight up. Such a bad decision on my part. I lost my balance as another wave came through and fell backwards. Again, the questions. What if I hit my head on a rock? Or what if my phone goes under? So I pulled my hand back to break my fall, and another wave quickly came through, submerging me fully underwater. This was mid-April, so the temperature wasn't exactly the warmest, but also the water was roughly below 30 degrees, basically ice cold. The rain had also begun while the winds picked up, so you can imagine how cold it truly felt. The impact of the ice-cold water against my body jolted every fiber of my being. My body didn't fight back, though. I panicked as I scrambled to, one, keep my head above water, but two, to keep my phone above water as well. I was completely paralyzed in fear, in pain, in my own darkness. I remember my friend just standing above me, staring at me, and simply saying, "Just stand up already." The water was that shallow, yet the cold shocked me into complacency. The water was only about a foot or so as I lay floating on my back, succumbed to the numbness and shock. I finally got up, shivering to my core, in pure silence, unsure of what to think or feel. I just knew I wanted my extra set of dry clothes. After we got picked up by the kayak company, cutting short the remaining 6 miles of our trip, we headed into this small town to warm up at a bar. My friend had herself a drink. I just had tea to warm up. I didn't want to drink. I knew that this would not help me by any means. And this is kind of what led me to quitting altogether. It wasn't right then and there, but shortly after, when I realized that drinking only hurt the process of me healing. It made me feel like I was going 10 steps backwards every single time I took a sip. And again, I didn't really drink often, and I didn't drink crazy, but it was just something I was no longer aligning with. And in that moment, I definitely knew and understood that I was not in a place to drink, not to drink my pain away, not to erase my problems, because they weren't going anywhere. It wasn't going to numb anything. In fact, it was only going to bring things to the surface even deeper, even harder for me to process and understand and feel altogether. I knew if I drank, I would have just broke down horribly. But not in a healthy way. I would have been in a state where I would have crumbled. I didn't honestly know what I really wanted in that moment. While I sat there at the bar with her, as my friend held a conversation with the owner, I was elated that I was sitting in dry clothes warming up, but still quiet, somewhat in shock. We eventually finished up there, and she convinced me to tour the town, travel to some sites, historical in fact, and we even did some shopping, which I kind of enjoyed, but it all truly felt overwhelming deep within me. But I didn't bring that to the surface. I wouldn't let it get in the way of what we were doing. I continued to stay present in the moment and just try to just be present, just be there with her. Even though I wasn't my bubbly self, even though I wasn't really holding conversations. She at least respected that. She respected my space and allowed me to sit within it. And she did most of the talking, most of the laughing, all the silly stuff a friend should do. She was. Eventually, I snapped out of the shock I was still in. It was when we were in the car on the drive home. It was about an hour's drive, and I was listening to music, even though that right then and there was hard to do. But she had played some of the goodies, the oldies. And when I say oldies, I'm talking more so the 90s music, hip-hop, fun, bubbly, dance. All the stuff that my soul needed, because I couldn't take any heartbreak songs. I couldn't take anything that would allow my brain, my heart, my emotions to try to process. I just didn't have it in me. On the way home, I became grateful for the experience. Though I didn't know what it all meant yet, I was still silently grieving. But deep within my soul, I had hope, had purpose, and I was beginning to take tiny steps forward. Being spiritually awakened along a self-healing journey isn't an easy flight. I don't really wish it upon everyone, yet I do wish healing upon everyone. It takes a lot of steps backwards when all you want to do is go forward. It takes strength, and it takes a lot of releasing and allowing yourself to go with it and trust yourself. Trust your instincts, trust your intuition, and simply let go. Once you've dove deep into the hard parts, process them, felt them, let them go. And if they resurface, just view it from a different perspective and simply be grateful that it came, but then simply let it go. For me, the hardest part about being spiritually awakened on this healing journey is I've never grieved so much. I grieved the past versions of me as I began to heal old core wounds. I grieved the journey. I grieved loved ones who are still living, but just on a different path. I began to question everything, and not in a bad way, but for clarity, for understanding, for connection. My patterns began to change, such as sleeping, eating, feeling. Stuff I used to love doing, I no longer aligned with, yet new passions began to arise. People were leaving my life and new people were coming into it, some permanently, others just for moments, and some a short period of time. I quickly realized I was no longer allowing myself to attach to anyone, anything, or anywhere, just simply grateful for their purpose in that moment. I was tearing down walls I never knew I had built so strongly to never allow myself to see my worth, as it would not align to what I conditioned myself subconsciously to believe. That feeling worthy meant being selfish. Placing attention on oneself rather than giving it to others? This went against everything I was. I spent so many dark nights alone, broken, or breaking my own self, my past versions of what I was taught, what I believed, and what was embedded into me by others. This self-healing journey wasn't what I imagined, and at times, too damn hard, even for me. Then you add a spiritual awakening aspect to it all, and try to just function every day within society's norms. The 3D, when you don't even feel normal yourself, because you are shedding so many beautifully broken layers while slowly rebuilding and transforming yourself into your most loved and highest version of yourself. Meanwhile, that heartbreak that nearly destroyed me has only grown into an infinite love that has been built over lifetimes. But you have to feel it, live it, and process it all in separation. You have to let go in order to grow. I was never rejected. Rather, I rejected myself this entire time. How one projects onto someone else tells a greater story within them and their healing. Two wounded hearts can never stay together to grow. So it was time for me to go. I had to part ways to find my way back to me, and to let them find theirs within themselves. I had to allow myself to feel everything, to see the truth that were masked behind the lies, and to forgive myself and them, as my unconditional love only grew more and more over time. I have absolutely no regrets. I leapt without fear in the face of darkness, with my heart and soul. I leapt for love. So you see, living with my facial differences, the doctor's error, my journey, my heartbreak, I realized it was all designed this way. Falling into that river that mid-April day, the icy cold waters realigned, well, jump-started my vagus nerve, and I'd begin the greatest awakening to my healing journey, to my spiritual journey, to my worth, to self-love, which is always, forever, infinitely. And the coolest part about this entire heartbreaking story in my spiritual awakening is when the universe brings you right back around, and that's what happened this past November. Years later, we decided to stop off into a town which I had no idea where the oldest tree in Illinois would be located. But I had recognized the river. And like any other river, it wasn't because of what I saw. It was the presence of the energy I felt within. And then I saw the huge Indian statue. And I just knew I was in Oregon, Illinois, the same place years before where I fell into that river and was awoken. That's no coincidence. And that had me in deep reflection of where I was then, in the pain, in the darkness, in the abyss, to where I'm at now, with the hugest heart, with the most love I've ever felt for myself, for others, near and far. So again, here I am, living life to the fullest, learning from each day, listening to my emotions as they play out throughout the day, learning from the lessons that are presented in front of me, and diving deep within, especially within self-reflection, meditating more so than none, getting out in nature as much as I can, learning new passions that I align with, diving deep into conversations with people that I'm connected with, spreading love all across the world as much as I can. I'm beyond grateful for this journey. I wasn't always in gratitude as I was in my darkest moments. But once I learned to embrace my dark and my light and utilize them in the most positive way I could, that's when I began sharing with all of you. I'm no longer afraid to share, to use my voice, to speak up, especially when it comes to self-love and how important it is to go within and choose you. Sometimes in this world, we get lost and we attach ourselves to others in hopes that they will heal us. And what I've learned with that is we typically find ourselves hiding behind those connections, friendships, relationships, not doing the necessary work within to grow, to evolve, to heal. And that's what I desire for the world today, for everyone, to feel this amount of love, this abundance of gratitude that lies within my heart and soul, to enjoy the positivity over the negativity. And again, I know the world's not perfect. I'm not here to change everyone and everything. But it's a greater place when you're happier within, when you're loving all of you within, when you're letting go of what no longer serves you, when you find peace and tranquility and love and joy within those moments, over the chaos, the confusion, the heartache and heartbreak, mass destruction. If we choose love over hate, kindness over judgment, compassion over ignorance, the world will change for the better, but it begins and ends with you. You see, there is no such thing as coincidence. It's all laid out right in front of us. If we truly desire to see, to trust, to believe in our own self, to go within and actually listen to our soul, trust our instincts, hold faith in our own self that we are worthy of all we desire. As long as we let go of the expectation to what that desire actually looks like and hold presence and love to what it actually feels to us, that is the ultimate key to happiness. Not what we see, rather, what we feel. What truly connects us to what we align with. It's not an image, it's a feeling. An energetic connection that was always right there within us. You hold the key to life. Allow yourself to dance within its delight. Don't push or fight for what's already yours, as you hold the key that opens many, many doors. As always, thank you for sharing such beautiful space. And thank you for joining me on another episode of Infinite Love.